Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 22nd, 2024. So mortgage rates, they're just stagnant right now. I'm getting questions from everybody. It's like, when are they going to move? I don't know, but I'll take this because last year at this time, we were at 8%. So right now we've been really stagnant. I'm going to show you a chart here in a second to show you how the 10-year just kicked out of a uptrend that it's been doing. So without further ado, let's get to it. Why are you here? To figure out what the heck the market's going on. So right now we just posted our newsletter. It should be on all my social media posts. Plus it will be linked down below so you can check this out. Right through here, it's just saying getting back to normal, at least for a few days. And it's just basically telling you how the market just is stagnant right now. The bond market is steady. The 10-year treasury has been at about a 4.4 yield for the last 5 days, and that's good news. Right through here, the rest of this is gives you kind of a market recap. You know, the morning, the afternoon, and the evening close. A little video there gives you some of the main points that are going on, and then it gives you the economic calendar for today and next week. So that's what we've seen right through there. We go over to the bond market. This is why you're really here, is to figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates. This is good news, folks. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Here's all you need to know. See that number up there and how it's green? If that number is green, that means mortgage rates are getting better. The bigger the number, the better the rates are going to get. You don't want to see red up there. So that's I'll just give you that piece of advice. So when that's green, that means the price of a bond's going up and yields are coming down. There's kind of an inverse or a yin-yang effect. So there's really no economic news for this, but I'm going to come up with a special video next week. I'm going to talk about the varieties right here is what everybody's concerned about is inflation. And then the next piece of that puzzle is now that the president-elect Trump will be returning to office, how are tariffs going to cause or what are they going to cause when it comes to inflation? But it's also going to be countered by the new DOGE kind of system that they're setting up to cut costs at the government level. So we're going to see how those play out because, you know, tariffs are going to probably increase inflation, but the DOGE situation is supposed to bring down inflation. So it's going to be a kind of a conflicting piece of information there that we're going to monitor throughout 2025. So let's get over to what I was talking about. Here's the 10-year treasury. It broke out today from its trend. So this is where we've been over the last few trading sessions, basically since September 24th. So not just a few trading sessions. This is where the 10-year's been since basically the Federal Reserve cut rates. We just kicked out of that cycle right now. This is good news when it comes to rates, and I think that might be another reason why MBSs are getting a little more attractive right now. You want to talk about attractive? Let's get over to the main indices, the equities. They're going crazy, okay? You got green across the board. We got the Dow Jones up 400 points. We got S&P up 20 points. We got the NASDAQ only up 31, but it's still green. And we got the Russell 2K up. Then we got the VIX adding to the good news for the day. That means anxiety is starting to lower down. So let's go over to cryptocurrency. Are we at 100,000 yet? We're, I think, just a hair shy of that. We're about $900 short of $100,000 in crypto. Let's check oil. There is some overseas issues right now that we all know of. And we're going to be okay with oil as long as it doesn't hit $75 to $80 a barrel. That's when it starts to get really inflationary. So that's what we're seeing right through there. In the bond market throughout the country, the U.S. is down. Other areas are up just a tad, but nothing really to write home about. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Now, I do want to show you guys the stock portfolio that we created about 2-3 months ago. So if you're new to the channel, what I did is I want people to understand finances. So I really want you to understand the real estate market, but I also wanted you, when we start talking about Dow Jones and NVIDIA's way up, what does that mean? What exactly is Bitcoin? So that's what I try to teach you guys every Tuesday is just things like that. I will do it live. There's not a lot of people that join us. I wish maybe, more and more people would join because you need to ask questions because I'm here to help you with this. I have nothing to do with the financial markets. My goal is just to be your professor and help educate you guys in the markets. And we're just going to do a little brief description on all these areas. So nothing real formal, but I want to make sure that you guys know this. I don't want you to do anything with my advice. I don't want you to trade, do anything like that. I just want you to use this as educational purposes only. So let's get to it. Our Bitcoin position, it's right through here, BITX. What BITX is, what we did here is we bought this thing on 9/9 of 2024. And so far, our returns are 166.31%. These are true numbers, folks. So what we did is we start buying shares in these companies, just one share, so I can show you guys how these compound over time. So what we did is we jumped in here and like VUG. VUG is S&P 500. is basically if you want to invest in the S&P 500, you can do it right in the VUG, and it's cheaper than the SPY, SPY. And the FUTSY, F-U-T-Y, this is an ETF of utility stocks, okay? XLF is an ETF, a basket of stocks in the financial segment. BRKE is Berkshire Hathaway. That is Warren Buffett. If you ever heard of, you should have heard of him. If you haven't, please get out from under a rock and Google him. He's the most pristine investor kind of in our history. So that's, he runs this company. And then the BITX, this is actually, you can see it right there on the screen, 2X Bitcoin position. So doing pretty good on those. But if you look at the overall averages right through here, we're up 1% on the VUG, 3% on Foodie, we're up 12% on XLF, we're up 3% on Berkshire Hathaway, and we're up 166% on Bitcoin. So that is our report for today, folks. So we have some new features on our website. So if you're out there looking for a mortgage, I don't care if you're looking to buy, refinance, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, we'd love to help you. Okay, visit us at therateupdate.com. There's a whole bunch of things up there that I want you to be familiar with. One, if you want to put in the application, click it right there and you're on your way, but I'll close out of that. The next one is Grant Finder. If you're looking to buy a house, the one thing I'd suggest you do, check and see if there's any grants available for you. We make it easy right through here. There's three hand-picked programs right in there for you guys, and we'll handle this for you as well. Then you have the LE review. What that is if you have a rate that's locked in on your loan and you have more than 30 days to close, I want you to upload your information in there so we can review it. And who we are, what we are. Let me explain that to you. My name is Dan Frio. Hopefully you know that by now, but I work at SurveyBank. SurveyBank is the number 10 largest mortgage servicers in the whole country, but we're also a very, very big mortgage broker. So right now I can use SurveyBank's products as well as about 50 other lenders right now. So imagine if you can have one credit pool or one application, one credit pool, and we can shop your loans over to 50 different lenders, check it out. That's a perfect place to do that. And then what we just created was a schedule now. So you can schedule an appointment with us if you have questions, concerns, you just wanna kick the tires to see if you can qualify for anything, you're gonna click there. Okay, what it's gonna do is bring up a bookings page right through here. And the two people on here right now, these are, I talk about them all the time, Alan and Dave. They're going to be at your disposal. I'll be added in there once the kind of the dust settles here, but their time schedules are wide open here. So please check that. Choose whomever you want. We all have over 20 years experience, so you can pick the day and time you'd like to meet and we'll be there for you. So that's basically everything you need to know in one video for today. So that's it for today, guys. The markets are basically, the MBS market is basically closing right now. It's up 15 ticks. So hopefully by the end of the day, we might see 6.99% by Monday. Thanks for watching, guys. Have a fantastic evening. Enjoy the weekend. And God willing, I'll see you back here on Monday to see how this mess starts another week. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.